What's going on, big dogs? Welcome into another episode of Adams Plus One. This episode, we're going to discuss the Chicago Bears firing Matt Eberflus. In their over 100 years of existence, the Chicago Bears have never fired a head coach in season until Friday morning after the Lions game, the Chicago Bears fired Matt Eberflus. I think first let's talk about why was he fired? Do I think he deserved to be fired? Let's kick it off there. I would never ask for a head coach or anyone to lose their job. But if you look at this season in year three, I mean, Matt Eberflus, we can run through his record. Overall, 14-32. In one score games, he's 5-19, which out of 221 coaches in one score games that have played at least 20 of those one score games, he ranks 221st. He's the worst one score game coach of all qualified candidates that have played in at least or coached in at least 20 of those games. Not good in this NFL, not good enough. On the road, he's 3-19. The Bears were 3-19 under Matt Eberflus. Road games on a Sunday, he was 0-18. And you can fact check me on the 18, but I believe it's 0-18. He's never won a road game on a Sunday in 2.5, almost 3 years. Wow, not good. We can give him a pass on year one. The Bears were tearing down the roster. What I'd like to focus in on is these one-score games, but it's the mismanagement in those one-score games. It starts with the Commanders game, week 5, I believe, the Hail Mary. And it's not just the Hail Mary. It's the play before the Hail Mary. When you have guys on TV like Tony Romo, when you have astute football fans at home knowing that you have the Bears have 3 timeouts, the Commanders are not in position to even throw the ball to the end zone, call a timeout, take away the sideline with only 9 seconds left. But what does Matt Eberflus do? He doesn't call a timeout. The Commanders are able to get those key 8, 12, 13 yards, whatever it was, to put themselves in position to then throw the Hail Mary. Before the Hail Mary, again, Matt Eberflus does not call a timeout and get his team ready. And he's got a player talking to the fans. Complete collapse. I mean, gut-wrenching collapse. They should have won that game. The Packers game, a lot of people got on him about this game. The Bears drive down. They're down 1 point. They're at a 46-yard field goal with like 30 seconds left in the game. Plenty of time to run another play and possibly get your kicker closer. He elects not to do that. They take the timeout. After running the clock down, the kick gets blocked. It's not a good look. And then, obviously, after this Lions game, 33 seconds in the game. It's 2nd and 20. Caleb Williams takes the sack. It's a rookie quarterback. You've got one timeout. He should have taken the timeout, got everyone together, ran another play, get 5, 6, 7 yards, whatever the Lions will give you, because they're not going to give you the sideline, but they'll give you a few cheap yards, run the field goal unit on the field, kick the field goal, possibly go to overtime. What does Matt Eberflus decide to do? He decides not to take the timeout. The rookie quarterback is in complete disarray. The offense is in disarray and watches time run off the clock with 30 seconds left in the game, a timeout in your pocket on 3rd down. Caleb heaves one up. The ball lands incomplete. Both teams are shocked. I mean, this is game management levels of high school coaches that can handle these situations better. So Matt Eberflus, it's no surprise that he was fired. It was time. Everyone was tired of watching these games, finding out another way the Bears could lose a close game. Now there are reports I just read earlier before I jumped on here that a player like Jalen Johnson was very upset and frustrated with the coach in the locker room. It had gotten to a point where you can't have that guy represent your football team. It's embarrassing for the players. It's embarrassing for the fans. You have to remove him from the equation. Speaking of removing him from the equation, let's talk about how the Bears handled the firing. Like I've mentioned, the Bears have never fired a coach in season. And even the way they fired him, the way they fired Eberflus, they mishandled it like he mishandled late game one score situations. They knew, the Chicago Bears know, when you fire someone on a Friday at 11 o'clock, or whatever time it was, after the 9 o'clock press conference, when you know you're going to fire someone after the game on Thursday, you don't let him speak to the media the next morning. So for those of that don't know, The Bears lose the game in embarrassing fashion on national television on Thursday, Thanksgiving. Everyone's watching. One of the most watched games of the year. They fly back to Chicago. Matt Eberflus was scheduled to speak at 9 o'clock to the media. The Bears knew. They had to know by that point. Even if you don't know for sure you're going to fire him, if you're even questioning it, you don't let him talk to the media. What do the Bears do? They let Matt Eberflus talk to the media at 9 o'clock in the morning, get ripped by the media for the decision, as he should have been, and then an hour and a half later. Well, during that press conference, of course, reporters asked him straight, you know, point blank, do you believe you'll be coaching the team this week? He said he was very confident that he was going to coach against the Niners. And an hour later, 90 minutes after that press conference, the Bears release a statement that they fired Matt Eberflus. So is it really a surprise that the coach mishandled the game on Thursday, the end of game situation, and then the franchise, which has been dysfunctional for the last, as long as I've been alive, mishandled firing their coach in season? It's not a surprise. Not a surprise at all. It's a really bad look. And listen, Matt Eberflus clearly wasn't capable of winning close games, being the Bears head coach long term. He proved that, but he was a decent human being. And to have him go out and talk to the media at 9 o'clock and then fire him 90 minutes later, that's embarrassing for a charter franchise. And I no one likes to see that. No, you don't want to see that happen to any person. So we've talked about why he was fired. He totally deserved that. We ran through that. How the Bears handled it clearly was not handled well. But let's talk about some new candidates. I'm not going to get too in-depth. The Bears, if they want to be considered a serious organization, they needed to fire Matt Eberflus in season. It was time, and they've never done that before. The losing has mounted up. The season's over. It's time to get that out of the building. Move on, start the next chapter. They have promoted offensive coordinator Thomas Brown to the head coaching position, with the upside that this guy has really proven himself over the last 3 weeks with Caleb Williams, that they're starting to get a connection there. So why not take the free pass at giving this guy a shot for the last 5 games to see if he can manage the team, lead the team, and call plays? I like that opportunity. You don't always get that opportunity. Historically, these interim head coach candidates have not worked out, but I look through from 2000 all the way to 2024. I didn't see any situations where it really worked out, but also it's important to note, none of these situations where coaches get fired in season usually are tangled up with the situation that we have a quarterback. Caleb Williams is the real deal, so I think it's an interesting option with Thomas Brown, but we'll set him aside. The Chicago Bears are a serious organization. I believe they have to do the following 4 things. You have got to interview Ben Johnson. He's the best offensive coordinator on the market. You got to bring him into the building and listen to what he has to say. Second, you have to interview Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick, possibly the greatest coach of all time. You need to bring him in the building and listen to what he thinks about where the Bears are at right now. Because that's a guy who, if he's willing to come in and just be the coach, not deal with personnel, still a great game planner. You got to bring him in the building. If you're serious about winning and you could pair Bill Belichick up with Caleb Williams in this rookie window that he has for the next 3 years, you got to bring Bill Belichick in. I think Mike Vrabel's a guy that you got to bring in as well. He went to the playoffs 3 out of 6 years with Tennessee. Big guy, former player, competitive, alpha, leader. You know that he's proven he can be a head coach in this league. Complete opposite of what we have with Eberflus in terms of has head coaching experience and definitely a leader of men. So he's kind of the opposite of that. I love that option. And here's 4. Here's the tricky one that my friend Andrew Eck and other people I've chatted with would tell you it's a pipe dream. But you have to explore it. If you're serious about winning, you have to explore this. If you look at Ben Johnson, the first option has not had coaching experience. And the Bears have done that before. They brought in Matt Nagy, except Ben Johnson has called plays. But guys that you're not sure, can they lead the room? Can they be the head coach and the offensive play caller? There's the question mark. Bill Belichick, he checks all boxes. Vrabel checks the head coach box, winning as a head coach. I think the ideal situation is to bring in a coach who is offensive-minded, has been a head coach, and has either went to the Super Bowl or won the Super Bowl. And right now, I don't see any on the market, but this 4th option is you call the San Francisco 49ers, you call the Los Angeles Rams, you see if either one of those guys, Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay, are interested in being the Chicago Bears' next head coach. You look at where the Niners are at, a lot of their good players, long in the tooth, getting old. Quarterback, they're about to pay him. Is he really worth that much money? Kyle Shanahan, do you want to come to Chicago? Similar to Andy Reid when he left Philadelphia. Start over, but this time you start over with Caleb Williams. I think that would be a great option for the Chicago Bears. You know this guy can coach offense. You also know he can win big games. He's been to multiple Super Bowls. And then it's the same conversation with a Sean McVay, but a little different. I know he has a great connection with Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford is getting long in the tooth. McVay has talked about retiring before, so you know that would have to be something they'd need to chat about. But I really like pairing up Caleb Williams with one of those two options. It would be fascinating because then you check all boxes. Head coach has led the room, offensive guy. You don't have to worry about bringing in new offensive coordinators when they get hired. You bring in Sean McVay, you bring in Kyle Shanahan. These guys call the plays, they run the offense. That's what you want with Caleb Williams moving forward. So, yeah, that's all we got here. But overall, Matt Eberflus, he's been fired. I don't feel bad about it. I'm not a hot take person. I'm not going to bash Matt Eberflus. I'm not one of those fans. I think the Bears, Chicago Bears, have to really look at the division. You look at the division, you see Matt LaFleur, right? You see Matt LaFleur with Green Bay since he was brought in 2019. He leads the league in wins in the regular season. That's working out really well for the Packers. They have stability in the most important positions, head coach and general manager, and hopefully quarterback with Jordan Love. The Lions, they bring in a former player, a tough guy, leader like Dan Campbell. He's turned that whole thing around with Brad Holmes in the front office. They have stability, and they're winning. And then you look at the Vikings, and they have KOC, who's possibly a top five offensive coordinator in the NFL, former player, leader of men, stability at the head coaching position. When we had Matt Eberflus, we were always at a coaching mismatch in the division and other places, but definitely in the division. They need to address head coach. They have to get this hire right because Caleb Williams is on the rookie deal for 3 more years. You have the benefit with cap space in a big market. The Bears have to do what they usually don't do. They need to stop thinking small, start thinking big. And like I said, if they're really looking to win, I think at the very least you got to interview Ben Johnson, Bill Belichick, Vrabel. And you got to call. You got to call the Niners. You have to call the Rams and just see if either of those guys are interested in relocating. So, yeah, that's it. We'll see what they do. We'll see what Thomas Brown does. I think, obviously, he's got a 5-game stretch to see what he's worth. I'm not in love with the interim coaching position, but the Bears are in a unique situation where they can get a look at him. Those are some of my thoughts on the Bears firing Eberflus, how they handled it, and looking ahead to new coaching candidates. Let me know what you think. Hit me up on social media, Instagram, @adam.miles.hawkins. As always, appreciate you guys. Until next time.